Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very VARY Necessary Podcast.
Hello, Von.
What it is? Hello. What it do?
How are you?
You ain't got no cracker bar stuck up in your throat this episode.
I sure don't.
She sound clear.
Clear.
Clear as a bell.
Yup.
You know, we was talking.
What we were talking
that
about.
That Applebee's don't be hitting like it used to back in the 90s.
Nothing don't hit. Outback, Applebee's,
what y'all doing to the food?
No, Chili's still okay, I think.
No, it ain't.
No?
I haven't been in a while.
Because them egg rolls ain't hitting like they used to.
No, not the Southwestern
Hell
egg rolls.
Hell no, the Southwest egg rolls ain't even. I don't know what the hell y'all doing to this food out here, but we ain't coming back no more till we find out. You know Mike Donald's.
I don't even eat McDonald's. And when the last time you been to McDonald's?
I think when we went together about months ago.
I don't think I got anything that day.
So it's a Mike Donald's by my job. And I'm going to say this. I used to go to McDonald's just for a fish sandwich.
A filet of fish sandwich,
the french fries, and
the
ice cream cone. Y'all, they done something to the goddamn ice cream.
What?
Did you even get some?
It's serve?
Yeah.
I'm going to get me some ice cream.
I don't know. It don't taste right. I said, what the hell? Because I go to, you know, when you work hard like me, you got to go get your tasty treat when you get off. So I go get me an ice cream cone from Chick-fil-A. So this one particular day, Chick-fil-A was backed up. McDonald's is right there. I said, I'm going to go to McDonald's and get the ice cream cone because they ain't got nobody. Motherfucker look like a ghost town out there. I go get the ice cream cone. I done took me about 2 pulls off the ice cream cone. I said, wait a minute. This ain't regular. Hell no. I went right on back to that window and said, Sugar, I don't know what this is. I don't know if y'all need to clean the ice cream machine out. We just cleaned it out. I don't want this. I handed her that ice cream cone back and made her.
Or the flavor?
The texture and the taste. It was like space ice cream. Mm-mm. I don't want it. I left there, stood in the line, and that's why sometimes good things come to those who wait, ladies and gentlemen. Stood in the line at the Chick-fil-A, got my ice cream cone, and that motherfucker tastes like heaven.
I didn't know Chick-fil-A had ice cream.
Oh,
yes,
my
ma'am.
God.
They used to call it dream cream or something. And it got to be dream cream. Maybe it got some Chris Brown in it or something. Listen, because that motherfucker tastes so good.
It's the best. And you know what else I do?
I asked them, is it new or they always had it? Listen to how I make the goddamn ice cream. It's like a crack compound.
Oh, sure.
I take the ice cream cone, dip it down in the cup. So I pull it up and I get them to give me the almonds.
Oh.
And I pour the almonds over the ice cream so they fall in the cup so I can grab them up if I miss a couple. And then that's how I eat the ice cream with the almonds. I'm like, baby.
And then some people
now will buy that shit.
Yeah. And I know some people now buy the 2 chocolate chunk cookies from Chick-fil-A.
Okay,
And they put the ice cream in the milk. Good God, in the morning.
I like the cookie and I like the brownie, but I never.
And people get the brownie too. They'll get the ice cream in the cup and then get the brownie and put it in the cup.
I'm not an ice cream eater. That's probably why.
I'm not an ice cream eater either.
I want it every now and again.
But it almost tastes like, what was that little place back in the day used to make frozen yogurt?
TCBY?
Yes. Oh. It almost tastes like vanilla TCBY yogurt ice cream.
Is there a Sandy's? I never got ice cream from Sandy's. They're all gone.
The hot dog and the ice cream, top tier.
Do we need a hot dog place? You know, I've always wanted a hot dog stand.
Rush's got, to me, Jimmy Mart's, but you know,
I'ma sell ice cream. I mean, I'ma sell hot dogs like my hot dog stand in New York.
That place that's next to Brian, shout out to Scott's Barbecue. But Casey's big dogs, they say they're good. I haven't tried them, but yeah, they say it's good. Casey's big dogs.
Would y'all come to my hot dog stand? What you putting on your hot dog?
What you putting on there?
I mean, what y'all put on your hot dog? Chili, mustard, onions.
And little onions.
I like slaw.
You like slaw on your coat? See, I don't like slaw. But I heard it's good.
People who eat coleslaw are cereal killers.
Vaughn likes slaw on
hers. I like slaw, but I like certain. See, I don't like my slaw wet.
What? What the fuck did that make dry?
I don't
know
like
what you're
it.
Saying.
I don't
like it all drip, drip.
Yeah.
See, I don't like coleslaw.
I don't like dice. I like my slaw
long
strips.
Yeah, long. See, I don't like coleslaw.
I don't like coleslaw at all.
There's
coleslaw.
Oh, it's good.
But
it's cabbage.
People like it. Yeah, it's cabbage with like what is that? Mayo and what?
So I make mine's homemade. So I actually buy the You can make your so it's different ways you can buy the pre-done cabbage.
Yeah.
Or you can chop your own cabbage up.
See, I like slaw.
But I use you can use regular mayo or Miracle Whip. Depends on if you like your sweet or not.
Miracle Whip, yes.
And if you use regular mayo,
but you know what?
Use a little bit of sugar.
Mommy, I don't want it.
But it's really good. See, the thing about it is just different types of coleslaw.
But see,
have your salty coleslaw, and then you got your sugary coleslaw.
Well, let me ask you this.
And then you have your nasty
Do you like sauerkraut?
I love sauerkraut.
Everybody who like coleslaw
no.
likes sauerkraut.
Yes, I like,
I don't
sauerkraut.
Like sauerkraut.
I don't want
either.
It.
You're like, all right, Makari. Makari used to say that when he was like, I don't want it. Because
sauerkraut is the cooked version of
it.
Yeah.
Do you like sauerkraut?
No.
So you don't like Reubens?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay, so I like corned beef and sauerkraut together.
See, I don't like,
But.
I don't like that.
I don't care for it to be in a sandwich. I like it.
Oh, okay. So you like your Reuben on something else?
No, I like it. So I like the corned beef, oven roasted corned beef and cooked sauerkraut and paired it like that.
Really?
No.
Mm-hmm. See, well, you'll do great in Germany. You need to go to Germany. You need to go to Germany
with a little
they got
Worcestershire sauce on it, and you eat it, and
you'll be at home.
See, my dad
what
was
have
a cook.
We learned today.
My dad was
on
a chef. He was
podcast.
Like a chef, so he cooked so many different variations of dishes when we were growing up. Because he was in the military too.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
So, and my mom worked in the cafeteria, S&S cafeteria, growing up.
Ooh.
So she always came home with different ideas of dinner. We never had the same dinner
every day. That's a good thing.
So while my mom working in the cafeteria, she always had different creations. And, you know, my mom always come up with concoctions.
Mm-hmm.
She always, remember I told you she liked her skincare. So she always in the kitchen preparing something.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'm greedy. That's why I eat everything.
Tell Miss Linda it worked, because Miss Linda don't have a wrinkle on her face.
Mm-mm.
Nothing. Whatever she concocted, tell her to write it down.
Yeah.
But
y'all can manufacture it.
But you have to cocktail and layer things in order for it to have the optimal effects.
Right.
That's why they don't tell you. If there are certain medications that you can use for one thing, but help something totally different.
Right.
Because of the compounds of the medication.
Like the GLP ones.
But it's
that's
just some
popular right now.
But let's go back to food, because I'm greedy too.
Mm-hmm.
It's some shit that.
But
you
gotta
be open to it.
You can't have a closed mind.
That's what I'm saying. You would love Germany. And you like sausage and all that, right?
Yes, but so I can't eat hot dogs anymore. It has to be very sparing. I don't know why I just. My body just don't agree with it.
I
love it.
I think if it's beef, sometimes maybe it'll be better. But when you go to Germany, like they have the Polish sausage and the sauerkraut, like that is just a big deal over there for them. So it, you know, it's a big deal. No, and I'm telling you, it's good because
I don't eat sausage.
Yeah,
but you don't like sauerkraut.
I don't like sauerkraut.
You've had it before.
But I will eat the now.
So how do you know you don't like if you haven't had it?
I don't have
it.
It's some shit I don't
have
to do.
You're just looking at it. So you don't like cottage cheese?
No.
Because you're looking at it.
No.
Curled up.
I don't. Exactly.
But you know what? I'm not going to say I don't. I wouldn't try it.
Rice pudding?
No, I don't like rice.
No,
pudding.
I've tried it. It's not my thing.
No,
My mom loves it. She makes a good rice pudding. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like rice.
No. But she.
I mean, that's just.
But
like
she makes so many different types of rice puddings.
No,
she can make a sweet version. She can make a
not savory.
I ain't eating no rice pudding.
I ain't eating no bread pudding.
Oh no,
no.
My mom makes a good bread pudding. Too.
No.
My grandma used to make this butter roll. Oh my
God. Pudding ain't supposed to be a loaf, a thick a texture person.
Mm. And what's that other one with the milk at the bottom?
Leche.
I don't
know.
My grandmother make a good leche.
No.
My mom makes an okay leche. No. I don't care for it.
I don't have to.
I don't even like mashed potatoes.
Oh, God, I love them. Now, I love me some mash now. Get me some loaded mashed potatoes without bacon.
No.
And, honey, give it to me.
I don't like nothing loaded.
I do. I like except for bacon. Don't put the bacon on there. Give me everything but the bacon.
I don't like real bacon on none of my food. Like a salad.
I like a peen loaded.
You like a peen loaded. Honey, but let me tell you, I like mash loaded, no bacon. Of course, I ain't gonna eat it all, but honey, give me about 2-3 bites and some good grilled salmon or some blackened salmon. Child, I'll be your friend to the end.
No, my baked potatoes, butter and sour cream only, and mashed potato gravy, depends.
Y'all done went all off on the tangent. I'm talking about the Applebee's ain't hitting.
Well, when we used to go to Applebee's back in the 90s, didn't they have the Philly cheesesteak and all that stuff?
Yes.
It's not there no more.
And the chicken with the cheese on it. What was that? Stir fry
or something. Mm-hmm.
And the Bourbon Street steak and
chicken. Oh, yeah. I said, love
that
my little Bourbon Street.
That shit don't taste like that no more. Mm-hmm.
Tastes rubbery.
Everybody, well, it they don't, still got it, them chicken
it frozen.
Right. And I'm going to tell you who else selling y'all fucking lean cuisines. Ooh. Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah.
That shit ain't real. That shit ain't real.
No. That salmon is real. That salmon is good. They have to cook that
salmon. Well, they have to cook the salmon. Yeah. But they selling y'all lean cuisines and stofas because that food came out the pack.
You think so?
Goddamn right it is. You better off going to Fazoli's getting some damn Italian food.
Y'all sleeping on Fazoli's. Fazoli's got the best.
I like Fazoli's. I used to eat Fazoli's kids meal all the time.
And they got a happy hour.
Fazoli's? I did not know that. Yeah. Fazoli's has the best meated spaghetti. If you don't feel like cooking spaghetti, one to three.
Oh,
get the loaded spaghetti from Fazoli's.
Cause you know fat people know.
Well, I just went to Red Lobster. You know, since the relaunch,
did you like it?
I enjoyed it.
We need to go do a field study.
I like Red Lobster.
We had a good time.
They started hating on Red Lobster about 10 years ago. Like,
and I want to support that young man. Because that's going to be one of my nieces. We going to hook Robin up with him if he not married. I'm serious. Somebody going to have to marry him.
That little boy
took over. Yeah, yes, we going to hook Robin up with
young
him.
Young guy.
I think they'll make a wonderful couple. They both like-minded. That we going to do that. We going to get that together.
Okay.
One of the nieces got to marry him.
Okay.
We're going to have to marry him.
We're going to make it happen.
Don't.
Let's do it.
Don't feel no kind of way when he marries somebody not in the culture.
I don't think so. Because
let me tell you, I like him.
I don't think they do that. Because, you know, he's Nigerian. I don't think they do that
Let me tell you what I learned about Mr. Damola.
Mm-hmm.
Young man, very smart, as humble beginnings, family-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And the industry, hospitality industry that he's in, business, where he started in P.F. Chang's and mm-hmm. how he turned that industry over. And I didn't realize that he was a CFO at P.F. Chang's mm-hmm. and how he increased their, that they were almost in the same, well, actually they were in the same situation as Red Lobster. Mm-hmm. He's the one who brought P.F. Chang's to go into the stores mm-hmm. and increased their sales by, what, 20-38% mm-hmm. Markup. He also, I think it's like three other businesses, restaurant chains that he increased their sales over X amount of time. I don't think he's going to stay at Red Lobster. I'm giving him about 5 years.
Those aren't people who stay in one spot. They go.
I'm going to give him up to 7 years.
And they bring the sales up and then they dip and they move on to the next. They're like rescue what's the little show used to come on TV? Bar Rescue.
Bar Rescue.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's one of those people. They rescue businesses and then they move on to the next failing business.
I see him because I'm looking at his path and he's mm-hmm. only 38 or 28.
I thought he was 28. That's why I said he's young.
He's young. Yeah, he's young.
38 old. 30, no, he's not old.
He's in his either early 30s or late 20s.
Yeah, he in his late 20s. He not about 38.
I think he's 28. He's not 30 yet.
No. Uh-uh.
And I just see that from the time that he got into workforce, he hasn't spent a lot of time at different businesses.
He's 36.
36. Okay.
Yeah, he's Nigerian.
Why did I think he was 28?
I thought he was 28 too. But anyway, he hasn't spent.
That's still good. That's a good.
Yeah, because Robin mm-hmm. should be 30 next year.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. Look at that.
She's 29. 7 years
he's difference. Chilling. Yes. And growed
she
up
be 29
on
in 2 months. Ain't.
Yeah, right. Same week as me.
Because when.
October.
Here I go.
Because when. But when I like just. The enthusiasm that he has, mm-hmm. yes.
Mm-hmm. Shit, if I was making seven figures on my job, I'd be enthusiastic too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we gotta pay these.
But
people.
He's been young making this, or
yeah. So, if I was young making money, I'd be enthusiastic about my job too.
It's mm-hmm. like, what does these other cultures teach their children? And not just Nigerians, but Asians and all these other cultures teach their children.
They still got a little struggle within them. Our children are so
entitled.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what they say. They say we're lazy.
And modernized. Mm-hmm. And we give them everything. There's no... I asked my daughter, I was like, why don't you have a passion for anything? She said, I don't know, Mom. She said, I really just want a job that makes a lot of money. I don't care what it is. I just want the money. Same thing with a house. I don't really want a house. I just really need a room with the little things that I need. My daughter said, I could live at home forever. Mm-hmm. She said, if y'all build me a little in-law suite on the back of the house, I could stay here and pay rent. Like, she wants the freedom of going to work, getting her bag, and doing whatever it is she wants to do with her friends. She has no desire, really, to be a mother. Like, she wants kids, but she says she'll probably wait another 10, 15 more years. Like, it's different now.
But I appreciate that part because that means you, and I don't think that's selfish. I think that is being responsible at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Well, I think the responsible thought to me is that she doesn't, she's not bringing children or a spouse into, like, her oblivion.
Right.
But I think her just around here, I just want a job that makes money. I don't think that's being fair to herself or anyone else because
there's no plan. There's no structure. There's no. There's just, I just want money.
And then every week is, hey, can you cash at me $100 until Wednesday?
No.
What the hell, dog? What the hell, Leontay? Mm-hmm. Come on. What's going on here?
There's going to be somebody named their child at next week.
So you really enjoyed the food? You enjoyed the food?
Oh, yeah. It was good. The drinks. Oh,
yes. I will say.
Yes.
Red Lobster never disappointed with drinks.
They really never
did. Yes. Even when they was going through their little struggle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And I'm going to say this. Even when they were going through their struggle, I never had a bad, taste with the food. It was never like, what's going on here? Something tastes different. Something is off. Something is not right. Them cheddar biscuits. Somebody, grandma, waking up 4:00 in the morning, making them cheddar biscuits.
In the restaurant.
With the extra pouch on the back of their elbow. Because they never miss. I've never been there and said, oh, God, the food was awful today. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
He did say that with the endless shrimp, the previous CEO was like a double dipper because he was a shrimper in the industry.
Oh, okay.
And
so they were buying the shrimp from him.
Or he may have been the wholesaler or something. Yeah.
So he was getting money on both ends.
Got so many, but there's so many crooks in the industry.
And having endless shrimp can be endless when you are the plug.
But you gotta be a big old fat Professor Clump, nasty.
And it wasn't conducive to the business, to the industry, but to your pocket.
Nasty stomach nigga that you done set up there and let them people bring you out 12 plates of endless shrimp. Because let me tell you, I've been to endless shrimp. Even with me saving up my appetite for that night, knowing I'm going to Red Lobster tonight, let me chill out on the breakfast and lunch today. I'm going to, I can't do no more than two. And maybe if I'm in my whole fat girl era, I might take my little Tupperware bowl in there and sneak out the third plate a little bit. But I've seen people actually sit there. Yeah, I do that, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not ashamed. I paid my money and I want my money's worth. I'm going to go back to getting your money's worth in a minute. Sometimes I take me a little Tupperware bowl in my pocketbook and I might have to take me out a little. So I would get the last plate I would get would be the chicken and pasta. What is that? The you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I would put that in my bowl so I could have for lunch the next day. That? The little shrimp scampi with the pasta. Oh, okay. I would take my little bowl in there and sneak that out but I felt like I paid for that. I'm not a big eater anyway. So I feel like, I gotta get my money's worth in certain things. But going back to money's worth. And getting what you paid for, because that's what the show post be about today.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at this TikTok about Chris Brown shows. They said Chris Brown, normally a concert lasts, 2 hours?
Maybe 3.
Give or take.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you got an opener, it probably lasts a little longer. Mm-hmm. But if it's just that one act, he gave about a 2-hour show. That's about how much you get for a movie, whatever.
Yeah.
This girl was walking out of the Chris Brown concert, said that nigga had been on stage for 4 hours. She don't know if he had some powder before he got up there or what.
That's a long
time. But she was leaving out of the show, and she said, this nigga still singing. She said, I can't do it. I got to go home.
To my children. I saw her. She was funny.
It's too much. In reading the reviews, everybody had said that Chris Brown gives you every fucking dollar of what you pay to come to his shows.
I need to go to a Chris Brown show. I've never been.
My mom went when in his early years. Yeah. I've never seen him. She said he was phenomenal back then. Though.
Right. And I want to feel like I done seen Usher a couple times. I done seen Jay-Z and Beyonce. Yeah. Beyonce gives you a great show. But I've never walked out of a show like, damn, they just gave me
Everything. I hold my money's worth, because it's always a song I wanted them to sing that they didn't sing or whatever. But there has not been one person who's left a Chris Brown show, a Christopher Maurice Brown show, and said that, damn, it wasn't giving tonight. They just like, they gave me, it was hoes that left the show said, we didn't pay enough. I need to give Chris Brown some more money.
Damn.
And so, that's good customer service.
That he delivered.
That's getting your money's worth. That's what I want out of life.
I would like to go see CMB.
Yeah. I want a husband to give me a Chris Brown experience.
I want.
Don't that sound good? Don't that sound good? I want a husband that just had me getting up in the morning. I'd be like, boy, I am so glad.
I just
want to
see him do a Michael Jackson tribute.
I am so glad I fucking married you. Because I wake up every morning with Folgers in my cup. Like, I'm so happy to be
it's
here.
It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming.
We claiming it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's coming.
He's on tour now.
Who, my husband?
Oh.
No, Chris? We talking about the husband.
Oh,
husband. See, husband in the same.
But
experience.
I know he's on tour now. But could you just imagine Chris Brown as a husband though?
No.
No.
No, but hold on. Mm-hmm. Hold on. If he gives his fans, and if you ever looked at him and his children,
he loves his children.
He is a phenomenal dad.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
He is.
So I feel like Chris Brown as a husband would be like the best husband ever. No?
No.
Vaughn is in here shaking her head.
I'm not sure. I just know he was in, you know, him and Rihanna, and then him and Carucci, and he truly still in love with Carucci. So, I don't know.
He's still in love with Rihanna, too.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's love there. I don't think it's in love.
Okay.
But I would like to see CMB. I guess I just didn't look at the tickets because everybody's talking about what the tickets cost. I don't know. Might have to look and see.
I think he's worthy. I would love to see Chris Brown in Virginia.
When you see him run it.
But
run
you know
it,
what? It's crazy
him.
That you said that because I know you had said that about Erykah Badu because it was the hometown.
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of people mad at Beyonce because they said she didn't give Houston what she gave Atlanta or Paris.
My cousin said she was highly disappointed in the Houston show.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Like, Houston show was good, but like how they just brought everybody
she did
out.
Not sing half the songs that they thought she was going
to
sing.
You don't go to your hometown and not show the fuck out.
And
she
had technical difficulties with some of her props.
Maybe she wasn't feeling good that day.
Well, but they said Atlanta and Paris was the best of her shows.
Well, they said Atlanta was, she had difficulty.
Yeah, she didn't bring the horse out. Was it the horse she's supposed to ride on the car?
Let me tell the public something. When a person, a place, whatever, has always given you just the best, like top tier, all of themselves.
I just don't understand how entertainers do it night after night after night.
I really admire them.
So if they have a bad
because
night.
That's why I be mad
when they be yelling, dudes be yelling at the TV about, oh, nigga, you suck. You ain't play good tonight. Da, da, da. First of all, bitch, whoever gave you a contract to anything, nigga, you couldn't even play rec ball with your half playing ass, and you got the nerve to be hollering at a goddamn TV by how he sucked. Like, he had a bad night. Maybe his stomach ain't right. Maybe he got a piece of glass in his foot. I mean, anything could have been happening that night. You gotta give grace to awesome fucking people, because goddamn, it's already hard enough being fucking Chris Brown, being LeBron James, it's hard enough. So if they have a bad night, I let that motherfucker have a bad night.
You got to understand, they got to practice,
yeah,
on top of perform, and they got to go to the next place, and they got to stage
and they ain't home. They can't go home and get in their bed and have a good night's sleep.
What you call that thing when you got to
Dress rehearsal?
Rehearsal. You got to make sure equipment is right. So
sound check.
Yeah.
You got to do all that, pre-do it, and then you got to do it live all over again three, four times.
Mm-hmm. Like, it takes a toll on you.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, when they...
It's a lot.
And then...
And you got to sit up there and perform to my liking?
Right. Because I'm going to tell y'all
now. You're not going to please everybody. No. You're not.
You let Glodine be going on 10 like that.
They walk past you because they sick and tired of signing autographs. They sick of you. Right. That's why Shaka looked at them and she said,
by the time I got to that 7th show, I'm coming out on the stage with my goddamn house shoes on. And my hair rolled up because I'm going to say, look at him. I done been on one, y'all. I'm tired. Shit. I'm going to come out here. I'm going to sing y'all about 4 songs. I'm going to give y'all $20 of y'all money back because I...
But see, you got to be in the game for a long time. You can't be new in the game and be like that. You got to be in the game for a long time.
They don't even care no more.
You got to be in the game for...
That's why.
And you got to have some hits. You can't say, I want this, and then do a tour and then act like you're brand new.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can't do that.
Right.
You got to have some stank on your name. So
that's why when Patti LaBelle be up there talking about, I'm tired, let me take these shoes off, I'm tired.
Go ahead, ma'am.
But Patti, the problem, we'll but wait my on problem you. With Aunt Patti, and I love her.
Mm-hmm.
My problem with Aunt Patti is we're here for the voice. We're not here for the dress up. We're not here for any of that.
Oh, some people
are. So when Patti gets... So I love to see her look good. Don't get me wrong. But when Patti get out there and change outfits and wigs 2-3 times, but then ultimately what I'm here for is the voice. And you done forgot damn near half the words for every fucking song. Hold on. The goddamn teleprompter was right there.
And she can't see. You know what I heard? I heard the lighting.
She can't
sometimes see. If the lighting is on there, they can't really
read
the teleprompter.
That's when it's time.
Well, that's when the audience, that's when they take the mic and they say,
yeah.
No.
But they said this is the last. No. They said the Legends Tour is the last tour for all of them.
It fucking better be.
Maybe
it fucking better be.
That's what
now,
she said.
Shaka and Stephanie, they got another one in them. But
I
Gladys,
another verse.
No. But no, Gladys y'all, and Patti have to stay home.
Let me tell
from
you,
from here on
I Gladys?
Saw, let me yes. tell, no, because let me tell you, I saw her back in February, about a year prior to
what?
This.
Hold on,
so
no.
Gladys walked out there by herself in some 5-inch heels, rocking it in February. When she walked out in May, I said, what's wrong?
Because something done
somebody
happened.
Had to
something happened.
Out.
And she had on flat shoes. She was holding on to something the entire night.
Yeah.
And so now, it ain't even the point of I'm talking
well,
shit
her
because
voice
you
is still
yeah,
good.
Rehearsal, her voice is still good. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm scared because... Yeah. I don't want something
it's
to happen
the
to you.
It's safety issue at this point.
Baby, let me tell you something. I just told
Sue
last night.
We need to get Ocean involved.
Why? Yeah. Because look, MC Light went for a performance the other night and tripped her ass up the stairs.
Oh, that was MC Light with the white on?
Yeah.
No.
And baby,
oh.
I would have said, you know what? Fuck this shit. I ain't coming out here tonight. I done bust my ass, but she got her ass up. She popped right up and cha-cha-cha to this Mardi Gras.
I didn't know that was MC. Like, I saw the clip, but I didn't know that was her.
I did not. When I saw it, I was like, is my girl okay?
Oh, Lord.
Because
you know
your boy had it on his Instagram.
Baby.
Who?
Fitty.
She had her roughneck clothes.
But she got up there.
But she got up there and kept
going. She did. Like, she did not miss a beat. She, like, hopped right back up. But when that gate ain't stable no more.
But she
I
ain't
think
that.
Maybe she just tripped.
Yeah, it was an honest
she did.
Trip.
She did.
Yeah.
She did. She did. She tripped. But let me tell you, have y'all fallen in old age?
Have
you ever went up the steps and fell
tripped?
Back? No,
ooh,
fell
baby.
Back.
Girl, no.
Baby, let me tell you something.
Oh,
them
gosh.
Falls is different when
yes,
you get
it is.
Old. When
and
you get
thank
old.
Thank God for the rail. Because that's what saved me.
Baby, I fell down my mama's stairs. I had to lay in that floor for about 20
but
minutes.
But you were going down or going up?
I was going down.
Oh, see, but I was going and up I, the and stairs I broke and my lost phone. My balance going backwards.
Oh, no. Yeah, that was... God damn, you here?
But I caught myself on the rail.
Damn, you here? I'm you glad here to tell the story?
I'm mm-hmm. glad you did.
Yeah.
But you remember how you was little and you was running?
Yeah,
and
you
then
slipped.
You just... Mm-hmm. All right. Oh shit! I skinned
was
my knee.
Wood, was it
I
a wooden?
I skinned my knee. Whatever you shit. You could have fell. You could have fell on fucking concrete when you was little. You skip my knee. Ah,
child,
get up.
Please. I had to
now,
sit there for a
you
while.
You fall
now.
Fucking now. You like
no. Ooh. Let me tell you what the worst fall. Ooh. The worst not fall, but the worst hurt when you on a bike. A 10 speed bike
and you fall
and
in
that
the
bar that bar get you
which one come out the middle
yes mm-mm. Baby if you ain't never been on a 10 speed a female I don't know about a male but if you were a female and you've been on a 10 speed and you accidentally let that bar get you caught right there in the middle
mm-mm, that fall on a monkey bar.
Baby,
that's like falling
your
on the
whole
monkey
inside.
Bar.
That's probably why I ain't got but one child now. Cause who Jesus, that throw.
That's the male bike. That's the male bike. You're supposed to get the female bike.
I think
the bar.
That throb lasted
that's
me for
problem.
A month.
You riding on daddy bike. You wasn't
I'm
supposed
riding
to be on your daddy
bike.
Bike.
That what it is.
But I fell in between the monkey ooh. Bars like that. So I know
y'all
that
ride
that's
the right
painful.
No, but see, I used to ride
and
all
I tripped
the bikes.
Over the I tripped over a rock or a brick or something.
But baby, let me tell you something. That just go to show you, I never got on a monkey bar again. I don't think I
no,
ever went on
the
playground
again.
I was on the monkey bars and then I fell in between. That ooh. Shit. What y'all make that shit out of? Housing foundation?
Lord
like
have
what the
mercy.
Hell?
Hold on, what you're not gonna do is blame.
No,
that.
I'm just saying, you know how you make the foundation, the barbs that ooh. You do under the house. That must have been what they made the monkey bars out of. Like what the hell?
That's rhubarb.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What they build a highways with. Y'all putting that shit on monkey bars for children? What the hell? But back to what I was saying about them falls.
We went from food to falls, okay.
Food to falls. But it all comes back full circle. It all comes back full circle. Like, shit ain't the same.
It ain't.
Like, that
girl,
shit
I'm over
that
here
y'all... Look at
my
look
knees
at,
together.
But look at cars. Back in the day, you had,
oh,
a,
man,
you had a car accident.
Just a light
two,
just a light
I'm
two
still well, not right.
Two well-built cars. Two well-built cars hit each other. You gonna have minor... You know, whatever,
bumper,
whatever.
The bumper is going to hang
right.
in the
but
head.
But they were well built.
Yeah.
So the car is not going to be total. Baby, if you push on the goddamn car too hard now with your pointer finger, that motherfucker be total lost. What babe. Y'all making the cars out of? Marshmallows?
Yep. Yep.
These cars ain't straw. Worth a damn.
2 cents.
Marshmallow and straw.
I mm-hmm. said,
I'm still not right.
I said, it's mm-mm. cans.
I'm serious.
So our resident friend, I said the other day, and see, this how you know I ain't got good sense. I said, damn, she done had two accidents and all this time. I said, why nobody won't hit my little funk ass car?
Uh-huh.
But then, Enrique Iglesias done went. And roll his drunk ass in the back of my car the other day. I said, Lord have mercy.
No, just recently?
Yeah. In June, the drunk driver was drunk.
Oh, no.
And rolled the car.
And went to sleep at the wheel and let the car roll back into mine. Ain't that some shit? Boom. Tow up his shit.
Oh, but yours was fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, then your car made
he worked
good
out
good mm-hmm. materials.
Audi. That's why you got to get you some foreign shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it all goes back to don't do that.
Okay.
So we've been all over the place today.
No,
yeah,
we haven't.
The ADD done took over.
No,
so
we
I
haven't.
Went from
we...
Applebee's to Chris Brown to well built shit.
No, it all comes together.
It all comes together because they don't make it like they used
don't,
to.
No, things don't stand as it's supposed to,
right?
And they don't make them like they should.
Yeah, that's YN people and this YN stuff, YN cars.
I wonder,
and stuff, they don't. They're not well built.
Who keeping Applebee's in business anyway?
The cartel, got to be.
No,
it got to be.
No,
cause how are y'all making any money?
Well, that no, because they doing the 2 for $20, and that gives
and
people
tastes like what the hell?
I think I'm gonna go to Applebee's.
It's not good.
I think I'm gonna do 2 for $20.
The it's not good.
Well, it's not 2 for $20 anymore. It's 2 for $25, I think.
And the price is just going up. Why you can't?
I can. It is something on there that's good.
Or the 2 for $35.
This is what I want to know. Back in the day, listen.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, you could go to Burger King and you could get a number one.
Nah, you waste your money going to fast food.
You could get a Whopper, cheese, fries,
that's
and $20. Yeah. Back in the day, you could get the Whopper Junior for $2.99, and then if you got a big Whopper, mm-hmm. that was less than $5
with the drink.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you tell me why now you go to fucking Burger King, you get a damn number one, that shit gonna run you $15? Why?
It is, and the thing about it is all these prices went up, but the minimum wage didn't go up.
Yes, it did.
To what?
They ain't making damn $5.25 no more.
It's $7.25.
No.
Minimum wage is still $7.25.
I thought they went up to about $9, $10 after COVID.
No. No, no, no. Oh, certain industries went up on, like, Chick-fil-A went up, yeah. McDonald's went up. But the national minimum wage for, like, South Carolina is still $7.25.
Because Madison was at Chick-fil-A making, like, 16-something an hour.
We just got our poster board at the beginning of the year, you know, that we had to post.
Yeah.
And it's
What's the jobs making $7.25?
And I said,
is that the hotel people making $7.25? How much? Who making $7.25?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Let me tell you something. I'm a very humble person. But if I walk up on them people job and they tell me I'm making $7.25 an hour, I'ma hand them a welcome packet back in their hand.
Cause shoot, the cashier at Aldi's make about $14, right?
An hour. Cause shit, I was about to get me a goddamn
cashier. Oh, and people at Bucky's make about 20 something.
Yeah, but nothing's like, I don't know.
What is really going on?
I'm trying to understand.
Buckle up, buttercups, because we
You know, the housing market is steadily, I mean, it's plateaued now from where it was. So
I heard it was dropping because they trying to sell homes and can't nobody buy
it. They ain't qualifying.
Well, I don't know, but they selling them up here, like left them like wildfire.
But they keep building more houses.
They building.
Oh,
and,
my God.
You know.
Just please stop.
So, in our area, they're building a new complex off of Percival Road.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. Humongous complex. It's already open and ready to move in. And I'm just trying to understand, why are they building all of these different...
Y'all heard that rat. It's a rat in here.
Why are they building all of these apartments and houses? Like, where are these people going and how can they afford? I went on.
And they can't even qualify for the apartment.
But I went online to look at one. The apartments are beautiful. They're very beautiful. But the affordability of them is ridiculous.
And you have to make three times the
four
amount.
At least four times.
And you can't do that.
Just one person. I don't know
no,
if they...
No, you can't, because it's like, what, $2,000 for an apartment now? One bedroom?
The one bedroom, the one bedroom that I saw for them was $1,700
a month. So you would have to be making like $5,000 a month.
Yeah.
Net.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in order to qualify.
So going
gross
back,
is what you bring home, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So net.
Mm-hmm. So going back to what I told you all about, they're saying that where we live is like number one in South Carolina, the best place to stay because people are relocating to.
It's ridiculous.
Area. Plus, we're about to have a massive PCS move. So we have more soldiers moving in to Fort Jackson, McIntyre, Shaw Air Force Base. Because a lot of people don't live in Sumter. They'll live here in the metro. And then we have Scout Motors coming.
I heard something about Volvo as well. I don't know a lot about it, but I heard Volvo is supposed to be coming here too. So I don't know.
Yeah, but I know Scout Motors is on its way. And Pete, they're here now trying to. So that's why we have a lot of homes.
And
being
that
built.
Is about 4,000 employees that potentially is supposed
because you,
to be.
You all
hiring.
Know also they're about to build more homes off of.
Oh, I know.
In Blythewood. They about to build.
Let me bring something. Yeah. So you talk. Those are plants, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, I because of here in Florence, a battery company out of Japan. They were building a big thing. Like if you drive past, it's across the street from my high school. Mm-hmm. Huge plant. Like it's already up. And they brought in somewhere like 600, 700. It was a couple of like somewhere. I think it's close to 1,000 employees mm-hmm. that migrated to Florence for this job.
And then?
Trump pulled the funding. Trump pulled the funding. And so now the company is literally flying people. The sort of building is built. Mm-hmm. The parking lot is there. But you don't see nothing but a security guard out there. You might see some people walking the grounds. And it's been for about 2 months now. It just like it was construction. Mm-hmm. And then one day you just saw the construction stuff and nothing was happening.
And then they built housing for them.
Yeah, they started to build. There was like across the street mm-hmm. from the thing. They were starting to mow down the mm-hmm. The trees and stuff that stopped. They were going to extend the road
because
it's a 2-lane road. They was going to extend that and all of the construction, everything stopped. But since they started the road, they kind of have to finish the road. Because they have to make it wider now because they already started that. Mm-hmm. But the building.
And they already had the money for it, the grant for it and everything. Yeah, so they got to finish it.
So, but the also, what? So now guess what? This company done had these people move here and hire these people. And they left whatever job they had. So they got to employ these people. So what's happening, what they're doing is they're going to the home plant in China. It's China. So they're going to China for 3 months at a time. People at work. And then they're rotating the employees 3 months at a time, those going up and then coming down because you can't have all of them working at the same time in a plant that already has people working. So they'll go to China for 3 months and then come back and another group will go and come back. But they're still all collecting their salaries in the hope that this one will eventually open. But yeah.
Y'all, buckle up, buttercups. We have not seen anything yet.
But how often have we seen plants employ people to this capacity and shut down?
But here's the,
like, I just would not bet my last dollar on something like that.
Well, now, like you just heard Yoshi Man say, they're doing it prior to. This man has now started pulling funding prior to. So we don't know what is about to be completed and what isn't. We don't know what contracts are about to be pulled.
I'm sorry. That is, to me, it's just too risky to just step out here into something brand new. And then, you know, it's just getting off the ground. I just feel like, because I look at Mack trucks
Scout's
that have been around
is
forever.
Not brand new, Scout.
No,
yeah.
Right. But look at Mack truck who had been around forever.
True.
People was making good money at Mack. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden one day.
It's gone.
Boom.
I mean, that's just like the, what was the plant up in Winsboro? It was there. I can't remember. It was a plant in Fairfield County. And then everybody was making great money in Fairfield mm-hmm. County. And then it just shut all the way down.
Not
I can't
Bose.
Remember. Not Bose. I can't remember.
It's just too many. I've seen too many plants go belly up for me to just be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get this plant job. Look at the nuclear plant that was out there in Blythewood that everybody left their jobs and stuff and went to. Like,
but that right there was some underhanded money issue.
It is, but you just kind of never know. And I tell people all the time, even with the federal government that I work for, the federal government was like the best place to work at one point in time. Like, you could literally do anything and never get fired as long as you're tenured at the federal government. And it's halfway easy work. Yeah. Nah.
Mm-mm. It's not safe.
Nah. Mm-mm. You better be scared. You don't know from one day to the next walking into your job if you have a job. And that's why I tell people, if you a one trick pony in this world, baby, let me tell you something. Shit about to get real. What are you going to do, Yoshi man, if the school shuts down one day and says, everybody's going to be homeschooled by their parents. We don't need teachers. What's your next move?
I'm take my behind in New York. Go live in my daddy house. Well, go live in the house that belonged to me.
Okay, but how are you going to generate income so you can eat and the kids going to eat?
Well, here's my thing. I'm a hustler, so.
There you go.
It ain't.
And that's what I'm saying.
So for me, it ain't like, I don't think you can. I think what happens with people is, like, let's say the people with the plant. Mm-hmm. You know, they're banking on this $20-something
to work
or
out,
whatever it is, 30 or whatever. Cause it was some astronomical number per hour. Like, it just, I was like, and they're paying that. I'm about to leave over here and go across the street. But no, it was crazy. It was like $50 an hour or something like that.
Yeah.
It was something like crazy.
That's not crazy to me.
No. I'm just saying for those.
For a plant job.
Oh. Yeah, cause they only usually get like 20 something.
That don't require any more than a high school education.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
But I think they don't, people don't have another gear in them to chase money, because I don't think you should chase money, but they don't have a gear to put themselves in the position, in the avenue to bring the money into them. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing this podcasting thing, my show, let's say take my show for instance. I've been doing my show since 2019. All right, been podcasting since 2017. And I decided that for the first time, I'm going to prioritize my show. I'm going to prioritize my show. My show is going to be a priority for me. I would come and record. I would do stuff, you know. I would do the social media thing, but not so much. And I got inspired. There's a podcast out of, and this is on topic, I promise you. There's a podcast out of Britain, England, and it's called Shits and Gigs. It's two guys. These dudes don't work no more. Like, they podcast one day a week, and they are multimillionaires in podcasting out of England. They do shows in different countries. They did a tour in the States. They did a tour in Australia. They did a tour, and they about to go on tour in South Africa. Multiple tours in England. And they have like 3 million some odd subscribers on YouTube, so they're making money off of YouTube. But where they're making the bulk of their money is off of their Patreon. Mm-hmm. So under their Patreon, they have people, they have 160-something thousand subscribers. Their tiers are, there's a $5 tier, a $10 tier, and a $25 tier. So even if you have 100 and some odd thousand subscribers at $5 a month.
That's a gang of money.
That's 500 something thousand dollars a month times 12. And that's just at five. And the lowest tier, you don't even get to see all the top tier content that they do. That's just like little snippets here and there and articles and little funny things. You can send them some things and they'll send you back, you know, messages, direct messages or whatever. So when I saw that, I said, I have to step my game up to get to, even if I get 10 people to pay $5 a month, that's $50 more than I had. And at least I could pay this damn fee I got to pay every month to Crux.
There you go.
Out of the money that I'm making off of Patreon.
Yeah.
So I was starting to do these shows, from restaurants. Like, I'm going to just go to different restaurants, and I'm just going to do shows. Gonna me and my co-host, we're going to go. And I hit this lady up in Atlanta, because I was going to be in Atlanta for a tournament. And I was like, hey, I would love to come on a Sunday. It's a brunch spot. It's called Eat My Biscuits. And I was like, yeah, I'd love to come there, do a show from your spot. I've been following you on social media. I think you got a great story. I would love to come and do the show from you. I'd like for you to be a guest on my show. And we will review the food. We got a pretty good following. We'll review the food and try to get people, you know, do what we can to help push your business. And so she was like, send an outline. So I sent her the outline. She instantly texted me back. I sent her the outline and email. She instantly texted me back and was like, yo, I've been waiting to be a part of something like this for a minute. Can we get on a call? And I was like, all right. So we get on a call. And she was like, yo, I want to do more. I said, what is more? You want to be like a guest or whatever? What do you want to do? No, she says, I want to be on the show. Mm. She says, like, do you have room for another call? I said, yeah, we like three. And right now it's just me and a friend of mine. I said, so we need another person. She was like, yo, I got this many followers. I got this. I got that. Yo, just let's try one episode and then let's talk. We dropped that episode on Monday. On Monday, I dropped a clip last Monday. Tagged her to it. She made her a collaborator on it. She shared it, accepted the invite, and then shared it. In a day, no, 2 days, it went to 6,000 views, 300 and something likes. The biggest video we've ever done. And my inbox started jumping with people that wanted to start to work with us. And then the next video I dropped on Wednesday by Thursday had 6,000 views. And had this. So then she was like, okay, now I got my restaurant. Yo, we could do this at my restaurant. We talking about doing singles, game nights, all this and that, and starting a Patreon. She said, if we start a Patreon, I guarantee you my followers, they fuck with me. She was like, just because it's me, we can get them in. Let's just start with a $5 tier and let's just have a goal of just trying to get like, what she said, we're going to try to get 100 or 200 people at a $5 tier. And then once we get to that goal, then we're going to add another tier and make people want to move from the five to the next tier, because then we'll be adding more stuff to that. So to just luck up. And so I think Friday I was talking to somebody about it, because now she's more excited than I am about my show. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, so I talked to a friend of mine, and they were like, man, you crazy. You going to drive to Atlanta? What about your car? I said, well, I'll rent a car. Mm-hmm. So then I go to Enterprise, and I have an okay relationship with because of my basketball team.
Do the perks program that they have with them.
Well, no, we get we get a discount because I'm a district employee and no deposit. So I was like, oh, shoot, that'll work. I'll probably pay like $100. I'll probably pay that, burn that in fucking gas and wear and tear on my car anyway. And so they was like, what you going down for? I said, yeah, I'm going down to shoot my podcast. And so I cracked a joke. I said, shit, if you give me the car, I'll shout you out. You know what I'm saying? I make you an official sponsor. Dude was like, you for real? I was like, yeah. He was like, all right, cool. And he was like, all right, $20. Every time you got to go to record, you come in. $20.
Awesome.
So see? Now I paid $20 for a rental, and I paid, and he said, I can't guarantee you what it's going to be. So now I go down there.
Open your mouth.
But here's how it gets better. I go down there to record with her, and then she says, yeah, I got somebody who wants to be on the show as a guest. The person that wants to be on the show as a guest is somebody who on TikTok is making hundreds of thousands of dollars on TikTok.
Wow.
So she comes on the show and we recorded yesterday, and she was like, yeah, just send me the clips, send me everything, and we'll go ahead and I'll go ahead and I'll shout you out on the live and this, that, and the third, because she goes live every day on TikTok. And I'm like, so now is to your point, like, you got to put something behind yourself just in case, because if something happens to my main job, I want to put myself in a position where this residual bread becomes the, it could become the main money.
Right.
And that's what I'm trying to do. So people are calling me, like I had two friends tell me,
who cares what crazy. People think?
Well, I'm just saying, like, these are people that I respect in my life. And they're like, man, you just go for one day. So I'm driving down there yesterday. Yeah. I left here at 9.
But it's worth
it. I got back at 12. And now I'm spend a couple hours editing the
they
show.
They think you're crazy for doing it, but you'd be like, man, there's a reason for all of this.
It's a method to the madness.
I can see what other people have done in this space. The black guy who tips. Other podcasters who have taken this thing and said, yo, that's the way to move. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You collaborate
and
with somebody.
And if this is your passion, go for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so, and the second that you can do that, I just feel like people will be more set up. Find out, like, you could work at a plant and still have a passion that'll make you money.
Right. If you have the means to do it, and if you can work at a plant,
and if you love to cook, shit, on your day off, cook and sell plates at the plant.
At the plant, yep.
You know what I mean? If you, like, all of that stuff is simple stuff. Like, shoot, you might not even want to like, you know, I might not like clothes, but if you come up with a damn slogan, that little dumbass shit you be posting on social media, goddamn,
it costs
nothing. Put it on a shirt, sell it to the people that know you, and I guarantee you this shit start to grow. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But everybody's so
it gotta
looking,
start somewhere.
You gotta
they
start.
May think you're crazy
gotta
now
start
and, until you
and they want to talk out you out of shit.
Yeah.
And that's then she goes, well, you know, my restaurant my restaurant don't sound straight. She got a 3-story house in Atlanta. And she was like, yo, you know what? On the bottom floor where my garage is, I got a huge room off of that. We could probably set that up as a studio so we don't have to spend no money to go to a studio space and we could probably get better sound. She was like, do you want to do that? She was like, because shoot, you could just come in and put whatever up so you could stop driving this equipment back and forth. And we could put up some, I'll work on getting some furniture that we could use as a set and this, that, and the third. She was like, yeah. And so we just sit there and she is like reeling and going and going and going. And I'm like, we dropped on Monday. And the funny thing is, she was on the great food truck race on Sunday night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it was like, so that hit and then the show dropped and then the next, so it was like one thing right after the next and it's starting to snowball. For me, they had a guy come in, a PR person came and said, yeah, I know her. You know, she told me to come through. He watched the show and he started to critique the show. I'm like, man, I'm out. Like, nigga, I've been doing this for way longer than you. You trying to get in on something and have me pay you for something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get what y'all trying to do. But then as I'm sitting there, NFL players then came into her restaurant and she know them. And she was like, yeah, we can get him on the show. We can get him on the show. There's a lady, I forget her name. She came in, she's supposed to be famous, but she came in and she was like, oh, y'all do a podcast? Girl, just let me know, I'll come on.
Hey.
Good move.
And just because I want to drive 8 hours a day on a Saturday when I ain't doing nothing
anyway. And that just started out with a, hey,
I just want to-
Can I just come down and do a show with you?
And I'm going to tell you
in
what
a review?
She said, it's cool working with you. She was like, because you're one of the few people that look at me and respect me for what I'm doing and not for what I look like. And I was like, okay, I just want to get to the money. Like, I don't care nothing about all that. I just want to get to the money.
At the end of the day, it don't even matter. Like right now,
like this all of that don't even matter. Yeah. And my homeboy was like, she fine? I said, yeah, she is. Yo, what you going to do? Nothing.
Right.
I said, nothing. I'm not fucking that.
Because we not getting in the way of the bag.
We not getting in the way of the money.
That's the problem.
Yes.
I'm not.
That's always the problem.
I'm not. This is too much money on the line. Potentially.
Too much opportunity
on the line. You're talking about a person who sits courtside at the Atlanta at the Hawks games on the regular just because. She calls it sitting on the wood. I sit on the wood all the time. I was like, whoa, what are you talking about? She's like, no, courtside. That's what we call the wood. I was like, shit, I don't sit courtside at all, so I don't know what they call it.
Okay.
I don't know what I said. So you know, she said, yeah, I know players like that. She was like, but I don't even want to mess with them like that. She said, I pay for my own tickets. She said, I put myself there. She was like, I don't want nobody to say they did nothing or nothing like that. She's like, because when they come here, they're gonna pay for their food.
That's right.
That's she's right. like, I'm not hooking him up. She's like, I might give him a drink every now and then. She's like, but I'm going to pay to see you. You're going to pay to eat my food.
Right.
So that was.
She's business.
Yeah. So it's just.
But that was very motivational.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think people just got to, like, you got to find a way to get your, to find your grind, like to
and,
find
and
where not, it is.
And don't wait till your ass get backed up in a corner yeah. to find right. that shit.
Yeah.
But right. even if you do find yourself backed up in a corner, be quick thinking. Mm-hmm. Have a plan. Right. Just don't mm-hmm. sit there
yeah.
and don't
yeah.
wallow
and feel sorry
in it.
For you.
And feel sorry
and
for
feel
yourself.
Sorry for you. That's yeah. the big one.
Yeah. You know, don't cool. find yourself backed up in a corner. But if you do find yourself backed up in a corner, have a plan.
Yeah. My yeah. bad, y'all. I ran
Take
y'all
us out.
No, you're good.
And all right. Thank you, Yoshi Man. Appreciate it.
Yes, we needed that.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to join in on the conversation, send us an also very necessary letter or hit us up individually or on our Instagram at the very V-A-R-Y necessary podcast. And when I say individually, you know us, Yoshi, Nurse Pretty, I think that's her name. On you got too many names, and then Quiet. Sue Doll, or Superb One. I'm sorry, I'm giving out her email, and Juan Vonchella. That's our individuals on Instagram, and collectively we are the very necessary on Instagram. Or you can send us an also very necessary letter at the very V-A-R-Y necessary podcast at nope. That's it.
Gmail.
No, at gmail.com. I'm just all
Lord
over the place.
Have mercy.
That's it.
Susan.
And we out.